Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this the button. Left. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. But not that big red one. Red button. Just not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yes, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. Well, here it be, another day, another dollar, make somebody holler. I don't be it knowing. It just sounded kitschy and nifty, trying to sound a little bit more like how the kiddies do. Aye, keep it a groovy, as they say. And today we keep it really groovy by celebrating the Star Trek. It's Star Trek Day. For this here is the anniversary of the very first episode of Star Trek. Way back before even the old captain's time, when it first came out onto the screens. The little tiny black and white screens. Even though it'd be in color, the screens were only but black and white. And so, it started off a revolution. But that's what everybody being excited about. But no one be properly excited about what really happened on this here day. Had to go back even farther. Back when the great cinematic experience, Psycho, Mr. Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, came out on this here very day. Star Trek has tried to usurp it, but when was the last time you got worried about going up in a transporter beam? No, you'd not be worrying about that. You'd be worrying about when you go to take a nice relaxing shower and someone might be in there with ye. Someone that you be not want with ye. The almighty scene from Psycho, which left lots of... Some people say that the hippies didn't shower very much during the 1960s. They saw that when they were young, and it left them highly affected. And that's where the old term dirty hippie came from. I be not knowing if that be true, but I be knowing that this here be the true celebratory day. But nobody be thinking about that. Nobody thinking about slashing people up properly in the shower. Not like they should be. Now they're thinking about Star Trek. And with that, I think we should kick it off this evening. And it's going to be a short evening, just a quick celebration of it, for we shall have the longer show a little bit later in the week. It's been a strange day, and strange things. Oh, and I've been told we must be saying thank you to the Squatch 10 for sponsoring tonight's show. Bloody blah, blah, blah. You've been mentioned. So there, now pay your bill. Now, Don McMurray, Star Trek Rhapsody. Welcome back, me mateys. Welcome back. It may be short, but at least it'll live longer than the person in the shower did.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he's dead, Jim.
Photon torpedo!
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, open hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
That still is way too slow.
Warp 5, sir.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 6.
It's too damn slow.
Warp 7.
It's still damn slow.
It's too damn slow!
No, 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 no. Mr. Chekhov.
I am firing torpedo.
That will not work and would be illogical to me. To me.
Final Frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Booby Prize, its 5-year mission to sell t-shirts, toy phasers, plastic communicators, and anything else we can think of, to seek out new life in old plots and complications, to boldly go where everyone has gone before.
Star Drek.
Captain's log, stardate 6935.2. We are in orbit around the planet Schwartz.
Engineering to Captain Jerk. Engineering to Captain Jerk.
Jerk here. What is it, Snotty?
Captain, the warp drive mechanisms are generating excess antimatter. The pods are overloading now. If it continues at this rate, I can't be responsible for the safety of the ship.
Don't have a spaz, Snotty.
Ach, but the whole ship's gonna blow itself to pieces, Jim.
I want answers, mister.
Well, I tried shoving a wiener on the warp drive, but it didn't do a bit of good. By the by, would you have a wee bit of mustard up on the bridge?
Mr. Schlock?
No mustard, Captain.
Analysis, Schlock?
It would appear that Lieutenant Snot is about to eat a wiener without mustard.
As always, your logic is impeccable, Mr. Schlock. However, I was referring to the emergency in the ship's warp drive.
I would say that the program is at too early a stage to permit solving any serious difficulties, Jim.
Recommendation?
Suggest you wait for further plot complication before undertaking corrective measures.
Logical, Mr. Schlock. Perfectly logical. Dr. McCoy?
I'm a doctor, not a scriptwriter!
Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning, this is a plot complication. Warning.
Plot complication showing up on ship's sensors now, Captain. I'm switching to visual.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
Computer data's coming in now, Captain. It's just what we need. A colossal negative space wedgie of great power coming right at us at warp speed.
Mr. Lulu, commence evasive actions.
Yes, Captain Jack.
Evasive actions ineffective, Captain. The wedgie is turning with us and closing rapidly. Estimated time of impact, approximately 16.9 seconds. 15.
Bridge to engineering. 14,
not here, Captain. 13,
what's not there, 12, Snotty?
I said Snot 11, here.
Snotty, give me 10, full power. Get 9, us out of here fast.
Ach, I cannot 7, do it. The toilets 6, are backed up into the warp drive. It'll take time to make repairs.
Time? Mr. Schlock?
One. Wipe out. Readings are off the scale, Captain. I have not encountered this phenomenon before.
Damage report, Lieutenant Minura?
Well, honey, I'd say we took a shellacking out here.
Fascinating.
What is it, Mr. Schlock?
The force field seems to have passed through us and entered the surface of the planet Schwartz. Yet tricorder readings fail to indicate any such energy from the planet.
Opinion, Mr. Schlock?
Insufficient data, Captain.
Into the elevator, Mr. Schlock. Let's beam down to the planet's surface so I can find an alien to fall in love with before the program's over.
You usually do.
Ain't I something? Mr. Lulu, you've got the con.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Elevator, transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Elevator, I said transporter room.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, forget it. Elevator to engineering. Beam us down from here, Snotty.
Aye, aye, Captain. You're locked on coordinates now.
Energize, Mr. Snot.
Remarkable. There is no record of any such civilization as this on the planet Schwartz.
Look, Schlock, here comes a car, and feast your Vulcan squinties on that driver.
Far out, Captain Jerk.
Want a lift, sailor?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'll say goodbye here, Mr. Schlock. Now you'll have what you always wanted, command of the Booby Prize.
And you'll have what you always wanted.
What's that, Mr. Schlock?
A bleach blonde in red convertible on planet Schwartz.
Ain't I something? Well, say bye-bye to Starfleet Command for me, and I'll see you on Hollywood Squares.
Bye-bye, Jim. I thought he'd never go. Schlock to Booby Prize.
Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
What's not there, Lieutenant Snot?
I said Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
That's Captain Schlock.
I?
Make it one to beam up.
Bobby Pickett and Peter Ferrara with Star Drek. Speaking of star things, I've been watching through maybe a little pirated TV. But no, we wouldn't do that. No, no, not around here. That'd be wrong. But I've been watching from front to back the almighty show called Stargate. And it truly be amazing just how many peoples on there make guest appearances in different ways or forms from Star Trek. On the old Stargate. Watch one the other night, and it was quite hilarious. The papers were there, and then in the background, in one particular scene, they had a Klingon batleth on the wall. And I sat there and I said, I should study the other weapons, Har. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a few more little Easter eggs, as the kiddies like to say. But let us keep going with the fun. Sudden death right now with Star Trek Live. Oh, and that episode I was talking about be called The Other Guy.
It's Star Trek Live for us. It's Star Trek Live.
And I've been here for a couple of days. I'm driving a car that looks like a Klingon bird of prey. I know the exchange rate to convert dollars to Latinum. You know my type, the perfect compliment for when we dine is blood wine. People think I'm out of my Vulcan mind. Oh well, we're all my homies with the rubber ears and fake hair. It may seem highly illogical, I don't care. I love to build a replica of Quarks. We don't dare get upset by all the snide remarks and funny stares. I put on a Starfleet uniform and strutted. Uh-huh, I put on some makeup so my face looks rutted. Uh-huh, I grabbed a Batleth and act like a hothead. I met Marina Sirtis and greeted her like Butthead.
Hi, baby.
You know I'd love to take her out someday, but the rules of acquisition say she'd have to pay.
It's Star Trek Live for us. It's Star Trek Live for us. That a pizza really got you. That right out is too hot. It's Star Trek Live.
My beer belly hangs out of the t-shirt that I've had since 1983, all faded and stained. We live at conventions, spending my entire pension. I took a pill that made my blood turn green. I prefer that. I go to bed wishing that I wake up on a 5-year mission. I had a vision of Gowron, said I have no honor, and I'll never get on a girl or two. But I'll lose my virginity if it's the last thing I do. I want all those cool toys, from the Klingon knives to the phaser transporters, holodecks and warp drives, and it'd be great to let 7 of 9 assimilate me. Wait, but a triple wouldn't date me. Got a phaser for remote control, deflect a dish for my cereal bowl. Lost my keys in a wormhole. My license plate reads NCC-1701D. I only wish it could go warp 3.
It's Star Trek Live for us. It's Star Trek Live for us.
Down here on Earth, it's all full of work and no thanks. The rich folks get richer and the poor still are poor, and the middle class works for the banks. So beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. I'd like to get up and go. My wife left me Thursday and took my new car. She left me the kids and the bills. Let's swing to a planet near some distant star. You could cure all of my ills. Beam me up, Scotty, oh, beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles below. Beam me up, Scotty, oh, beam me up, Scotty. I'd like to get up and go. I'll realize the enterprise and civilize the savage beast that beats within my heart and calm me down. Captain Kirk, I'll do my work, oh please deport me. Won't you teleport me up, off the ground? Beam me up, Scotty, oh beam me up, Scotty. Life's full of troubles, zero.
There's a grand one for you. Terry McGovern with Beam Me Up, Scotty. Aye, me understanding be that they never actually said Beam Me Up, Scotty in the Star Trek. In the series. Aye, they never said it. That was something the Trekkies created. And somehow it made total sense. But there be days when I be thinking, and I think some of ye out there too, beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready to go. But before we do, we need to hear Nerf Herders, Mr. Spock.
And you
Aye. We need to take a small break momentarily so that we can have our sponsor be happy because their new commercial will be coming out and blah-dee-dee-blah-blah-dee-blah-dee-blah-blah. You know what it'd be all about. Aye. Even a captain sometimes has to pay the bills, and that's all there is to it. And things are not as cheap as they used to be. And we all can agree with that. I mean, when was the last time you put a good order in of gunpowder? It's gone up considerably when you start buying it by the pallet load. Boy, they sure want to stick it to ye. And then they want to have... And bribes! Bribes cost so much more than they used to. I remember the olden days. A couple of fish and a chicken were enough to bribe most officials. Now they want real things. It ain't as cheap as it used to be. Well, that's another story for another day. So we'll be back momentarily with more of our quickie, Star Trek-y, National Psycho-y kind of day.
May I have your attention, please? I have been asked to explore the serious side of Alfred Hitchcock. Very likely, I suspect, because I am Alfred Hitchcock. I have chosen to do this through the following serious statement. I want you to see Psycho, a motion picture, exactly the way I originally made it, uncut, with every scene intact, especially the famous shower bath scene, which the TV version did not dare show. This occurs 44 minutes from the start of Psycho. Watch for it. And remember, no one will be admitted to see Psycho except from the very beginning. I now leave you with this final serious message.
Suggested for mature audiences.
Squatch Den.
She loved me. She loved me not. She loved me. She loves me not. She loves me. All right. She loves me not. Hey! Hey, stupid flower! What do you know about love? What? Hey, man, do you want to know about love? Oh, you're just trying to find the Squatch Den records. Well, that's easy, man. They're right up at the Audit Mall, right next to the inside entrance of JCPenney's. Hey, man. Yeah, they's got all kinds of good stuff. New stuff and old stuff, too. Yeah. I bet you can find stuff you're looking for. Hey, like maybe some barbershop music or some a soundtrack for hair. Oh, so you're looking more for like Lawrence Welk and heavy metal stuff. Hey, man, that's cool. Hey, if anybody's gonna have it, they're gonna be the Squatch Den. Hey, man, see you later. Oh, and say hi to Ash for me.
Oh, man. I just got back. I got the snacks, man. Oh, wow, man. Is that like a Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, man. That it is.
Squatch Den.
Let's get right back into it. Let's enjoy a little... let me see. Come, Diva. Come, Diva. Aye, aye. Aye, come, Diva. Klingon style. I think I need to get me some new reading glasses. I do. Some of these labels are harder to read than they used to be. Or maybe we should just plain fix the lights and clean something around here. That might help, too. Things to ponder upon.
Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Kawan Rotar, Ikusaka Blajita. You thought to Chocolate Cuckoo get a bit bad your mouth. New host, Nick Pormak, Magmar Shuku Hamarush, College Hines Koplaje, Kuda Marush, Watch a Porma Kupla. Take with Shak English, Watch a Porma Kupla. Hey!
still pour my tender chop chop, baby.
Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Oh, 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 oh. Open Klingon style. Klingon style. Oh, 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 oh. Open Klingon style.
Stiff, you ain't dead. She turned on my evil
That are be Star Trek. Star Trek. When I kissed a porg. We have one more treat for ye before Babushka says she has a real treat for everyone. She said it ain't singing, but she's got something special all for ye Atar and Pottercast Land. And so let us enjoy the firm's Star Trekkin'.
Across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise, on their heads and curves.
Star Trekking across the universe,
boldly going forward, cosmic and time reverse.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star
Trekking
across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise, under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James G.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, ma'am.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe,
on the Starship Enterprise, on their Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe,
slowly going forward and things are getting worse.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You cannot change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow. Starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Starboard bow.
Jesus Christ, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
Person, that is physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up.
In podcast land, this is me, the lovely Babushka. I don't want you to confuse me with the captain over there. So, I introduce myself. As I promise, I have special treats for everyone. But instead of the usual lovely song, which I know is treats, I did something extra special for everybody. I recently got something really cool at local yard sale. I got me a genuine Star Trek transporter. I figure it'd be perfect for today. So, I hooked it up. I had to use power supply from the old TIE fighter. But it's really zooming along. Then I made a huge batch cookies. And there's my specialty, Sea Slug Surprise. And they got the extra crunch. Cause I use real sea mussels. I always make sure leave the shells on and grind them up real good. That's the secret to making sea slug cookies absolutely perfect. Now, for the real treat, everyone that's listening out there in podcast land, make a mental note that you want a cookie. And our onboard psychic will make sure that the cookie is beamed right to you in your own little home. You can find it all fresh and steaming and hot. Just like other things that is fresh and steaming and hot. Give real good sniff. You'll find it somewhere in your house. And remember, it's from me. Babushka, and is bit with love. You're welcome.
Well, I do believe we all should be thankful for what we get. But be sure to call on a hazmat team. I guess we've been tortured well enough. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.